We're beginning a brand new Masechta, Masechtas Makis. We're starting on Daf Bei Zomer Aleph, Zok the Mishnah. Keitzer O'edim Nasim Zoymimim. We all know the halacha of Eid Zoymim. Eid Zoymim, as you know, is a witness who testified falsely. He testified about anything. Whether that somebody else lent money, somebody stole, somebody killed, somebody was Mechal Shabbos, Oyved Avodah Zarah, whatever the testimony was. And it turns out that he is a false witness in the sense that it could be that that individual did what the witness said he did. However, the witness wasn't there because two other Edom come in and say, how do you know? Imanu Hayisem, you were together with us in Chicago and therefore you weren't there that morning. You don't know anything about it. What's the din? So normally the halach is Kasher Zomam Lasois Li'ochiv. It means kasha zomam, whatever pain and suffering in terms of monetary pain or in terms of capital judgment, whatever they wanted to inflict upon the subject of this litigation, that will happen to them. However, our Mishnah tells us there are exceptions to the rule. Our Mishnah is going to tell us two exceptions, and in the Gemara and the Braisa, we're going to have four or five exceptions. There'll be a Machloikis, Tanakama, and Rebbe Kiva. So what are the exceptions to the rule? The Mishnah starts off, Ketzer o Edom Nasim Zoymim. How can Edom become Zoymim? In other words, what did they do and what punishment do they get?
It's says, a very strange way to start the Mishnah. Because you ask one question and answer a different question.
What you're asking is perfect, and in fact that's the Gemara's Kasha, which we will see in another minute or two. So Ketzer Edom Nasim Zoymim may Edom Onu Be'ish Ploini. We're made about someone that he happens to be from Kohanic descent. Why? Because his father was a Kohen, Zayda was a Kohen, all the way back to Aharon a Kohen. However, the Edom say, Shehu ben Gerusha o ben Chalutza. What does that mean? That the father, who again was a Kohen, unfortunately sinned. And what did he do? He married a Gerusha or Chalutza or a Chalala or a Zoyna. All of those things which are enumerated in the Torah, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry. And what happens if he does marry one of them? Well, the child unfortunately becomes a Cholol. A Cholol. Ah, so this Kohen wants to get all of the kibudim of a Kohen. He wants to be able to get Truma. He wants to be able to get the first Aliyah. He wants to be able to go and Dichen. You can't. You're a Cholol. When a person is a Cholol, he has a status just like a Yisrael.
And the question is, how can, what type of evidence could they bring that he is the son of a Grusha Chalutza?
Perfect. And so Rashi is bothered by your question. Rashi says on the second line, Shehu ben Grusha, Befaneinu Niskarsha. We were there in the Beis Din when his mommy got a get. And after she got a get, a month later, she married. We were there at the chasana. And the chasana, the chasin was a kohen, and she was a grusha. We were there at the time of the get. So then we know for sure that this husband and wife married bi'isur. The Masad, the Kedushin, apparently didn't know the halacha, or he was a modern, quote-unquote, rabbi, and he didn't care. And the Masa, they got married. Is Kedushin Toif Sin? Yes, Kedushin is Toif Sin. Now Barry's going to say, what about a Kuntra Bekiva? Let's talk about, according to majority view, bottom line, the Kedushin is Toif. Since the Kedushin is Toif is, then they're married. Eventually, after a while, she became pregnant, and now she gave birth to a child. That child is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Okay? So that's what they're made in Besen. Now it turns out, after the Edom Zomim said their piece, a day later, a week later, two new Edom come into Bezin and say, how can the first pair of Edom say that he was a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza? They weren't here. They weren't there by the get, and they weren't there by the next chasana. They don't know anything. They were in Chicago, Imanu Yisem. So normally, what would I say? What happens if these Edom themselves are Koyhanim? I should say they should also become now Chalolim, because they wanted to inflict on this young man that he happens to be a Cholol, what they said was not true. They were Edom Shakronim because they were in Chicago. So let's make them into Chalolim. Says our Mishnah, no, they do not become Chalolim, but rather they get Malkus. It's Nochmo. Me'ida on a Mishloi ben Grusha ben Chalutza. Ein oimim Yaseze ben Grusha ben Chalutza. We don't go and say about, when we say Yaseze, meaning the two Edom, that they have the status now ben Grusha ben Chalutza, Tachtov instead. Both of them get Malkus because they said this lie. And the Gemara, of course, is going to ask the obvious question, why taka don't they become Chalolim like normally Kasher Zamam Lasis Liyachim? And assuming that we have a Limud, which we will have, that they don't become Edom, they don't become Chalolim, but how do we know that there's a din of Malkus? So all of that the Gemara is going to deal with momentarily. And similarly, says the Mishnah, or ligolus, meaning that we were there in the middle of the forest, and we saw how Yankel was chopping wood, and we were marveling what a great job he's doing. And then, unfortunately, you know what happened? Either the top of the axe or the tree came tumbling down and hit Nebuch Beryl in the head, and Nebuch, he passed away. Now, was this intentional? Of course it wasn't intentional. It was Bishoigeg. What happens with a person who never killed Bishoigeg? He has to go to Golus. So these two people come into Bezin and say, Yankel has to go to Golus because he killed Beryl by accident. And then it turns out, another pair of Edom say, Imono Yisem, you were in Chicago that morning, how do you know? So what's the din? Ein oimim bigalus etachta. We don't see about the Edom that they have to go into Golus. But rather they get Malkus. So we have now two cases which are the exceptions to the rule that we're not Mekayim the Kasher Zoma, but rather we give Malkus. Frey Gemara. We start off the Mishnah, Ketzer Edom Nasim Zoymimim. Says the Gemara, HaKetzer Eino Edom Nasim Zoymim Boyele. It should say just the opposite, which I think is what David was alluding to earlier. Because these are the exceptions to the rule. The rule, of course, is Kasher Zomim, that they do get the same status as they wanted to inflict upon the subject of their testimony. And here we're saying they do not get that status. There's no din of Kasher Zomim. They get Malkus. So shouldn't the Mishnah begin, Ketzer Ho'edim Einam Nasim Zomimim? That's Kasher number one. The Oid, Nucha Kasher. Meritoni Lekamohon. If you go to Daf Hey Omer Aleph, Mechem will be there in a couple of days, it says in the Mishnah, Avol Omer Lehem, Heich Atem Me'idim, the Edim Mazimim, that's the second pair of Edim come in. And they address the first pair of Edim. And they say, Heich Atem Me'idim, how can you possibly say Edis about this individual? Shari, but we say, Yoim Atem Me'isrim, Manu, Makaplaini, you were together with us in Chicago. Hari Elu Zomim. Those are the classic case of Edom Zomim. So I would think that that's how our Mesechta should begin. Ketzer Edom Nasim Zomim. That what? And go now to Omer Lehem, which we just quoted from the Mishnah Daf Hey. Hey Chata Me'inim Shariyosin Yoy Matam Yisim Welcome Pliny. Hari Elu Zomim. That's the classic case. Not a case of Chalola or Cholol or a case of going into Golus. So the Choyer of the Mishnah, to use Ariel's favorite expression, doesn't stim. And the Mishnah asks a question, and it doesn't give what we would expect to be the right answer. It's telling us when the Edom do not get the status of Zomim, not when they do get the status of Zomim. Everything more, I'll explain to you. Tana Husam Koi. The Tana of our Mishnah is continuing one of the final Mishnayos in Mesechtes Sanhedrin, which we were just, Baruch Hashem, Messiahim today. What did it say, Mesechta Sanhedrin? Kol hazoymim makdim li oisa miso. Chutz mi zoymim bas koyen ubayalo she makdim li oisa miso. We said before that what's the status of Edom Zomim? They get the same punishment that they wanted to inflict on the person who they are testifying against. Okay, so what happens now if you have a regular situation where two Edom come in and they say that unfortunately we saw Reuven going and committing adultery. He was mizana with Sprinza. Sprinza is an Eshes Ish. She's married. She's been married now for years. A Nesua. And Reuven unfortunately came and he was boil her. So what happens now to the boil and what happens to Shprinza? So under normal circumstances, they both get chedek. Okay. What happens if it turns out that Shprinza is not a Bas Yisrael? She's a Bas Koyen. Ooh, you're Bas Koyen. I know Barry and Brother Shai and Ariel and everybody thinking to themselves, and David thinking to himself, it depends, a three-way machloikis, was it in Bas Koyen? Is it by Anarus? Is it by Nesua? Is it by both? Good. Put that aside in Mietchem for next time we learn Sanhedrin. What we have to know for today is that if you have a Bas Koyen who's in Nesua, according to Rabbonon, what's the den? What does she get? She gets Reifa. Exactly right. She gets Reifa. It's not a Sreifa by bonfire, it's a Sreifa by using a Psila.
An internal,
right. Psila She'ever. And we learn it either from the Das Koyrach or from the B'nai Harnakoy. Good. But bottom line is, now I'm in a quandary. I have the two Edom. The two Edom testified falsely against Reuven and Shprinza. Now, vis-a-vis Reuven, if we were doing a Kasha Zomam situation, they would get Chani. If we were talking about Shprinza, which is a Sreifa situation, they would go and get Sreifa. You can't give them two, so what are we going to do? Said the Mishnah back in Sanhedrin, we're going to inflict upon the Edom what they wanted to do to the boil, not what they wanted to do to the woman, the Bas Koyen. Why? What was the reason for it? So remember, we have back in the Gemara over there, and Rashi brings it over here as well, because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Zomam, La Sois Li Ochiv, Le Ochiv Veloy La Choisoi. Aha. So that Mishnah is already telling us, if you will, a partial exception to the rule. Normally, we would have expected that since he is Mechuyev Chenek, they should also go and get Chenek. Zok the Mishnah, Nein. I'm sorry. Normally, we would have thought that since she gets Sreifa, they also get Sreifa. Zok the Mishnah, Nein. They go and get Chenek like the Boyel. Going back to the Mishnah again. Kol HaZoyim Me'maktim L'Oysa Misa. All the Zomim is the Edom Zomim get the same Misa that they wanted to inflict, in this case, upon the Isha. No. Chutz mizoyim bas koyen ubayala shein makdim li oisa misa. We don't give them the same misa that would be inflicted on the bas koyen, but rather we inflict upon them what they wanted to do to the boyel. Ein makdim li oisa misa of sreifa elamisa acheris of chenek. So that's the end of that Mishnah. Now our Mishnah says there we had a case of partial edom zomim, partial in the sense that, yes, it's true we give them Misa, like they wanted to inflict on the boil and on the Isha. However, since you had a choice, so to speak, of either the chenik of the man or the sreif of the woman, and we learned in that Mishnah you give the chenik of the man because of Ochiv Eloi L'Achoyisoi, so therefore it's not a full-fledged, normal case of Zomim that we give exactly what they wanted to inflict on the victims or the subjects of their testimony. We only give the chenek and not the sreifa. Says our Mishnah, there's sometimes we don't give any of the punishments, neither the chenek nor the sreifa, but rather, like we learned in the Mishnah, v'yesh edim zomim machirim she'en oisim en din hazoma kol ikar, zero, there is no kiyum of the kasher zoma, ela malkis aboyim. Instead we give something totally different, not his oinish, not her oinish, but a totally different oinish, and that is the oinish of Malkis. Ketzad, what is that case? And now we repeat from our Mishnah. Ketzad, Melian Ovish Ploy, Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So therefore, I would think, I have no other alternatives or options, make these two Edom, assuming that they are Kahanim, make them into Chalolim. Says the Mishnah. We don't say that they now should become Chalolim. Instead they get Malkis. Oh, so now I have an answer to my question. Where does the Mishnah come from? The Chayyim should say, Eidim Nasim Zoyman. So says our Gemara, this is just a continuation of the Mishnah back in Masechta Sanhedrin. Now I know you're thinking to yourself, we didn't have that Mishnah already for 3 weeks. Why are we saying it's at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin? If you look up the Mishnayos, you'll see that Perek Chelik, in Sanhedrin, I believe we had 11 prokim altogether. And if you go back to the Mishnayos, you'll see that Chelik was, when I say Mishnayos, in other words, a Mishnah is not a Gemara, you'll find that Chelik is Perik Yud, and the final Perik is, I think it's called Ketzin HaNechnokin, which in our Sanhedrin is Perik 10, and Chelik is Perik 11, and there it's switched around in the Mishnahs. So in fact, the final, or the, almost the next to next to last Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin has that halacha about the Edom Zomimim, that we say that you go chutz mi zoyme baskoyin ibayala, and our Mishnah now tells us there's even a greater exception where there is no kiyum at all of Hilchos Hazoma Kasha Zomam, but rather you go and give Malkas Aboyim as if you're over your standard love.
So if I pull a set of Mishnayos, I'll see that okay, that comes before the Sanhedrin.
That is correct. That is correct.
Wasn't Makos originally part of Sanhedrin?
I don't know.
Originally there were 60 Masechta, with 60 being one of the magic numbers, and we have 63 today. One of them is Makos, and two of them are the other the Bavas of Masechta Mizikin.
Very good. Beautiful. Shkoyach. So if, in fact, Makkos is a continuation of Sanhedrin, that makes our Gemara even more gishmak. And that's why we understand the direct connection between that Mishnah and our Mishnah. Anyway, continuing on back to the Gemara, how taka do we know, in the case of the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza case, that we don't make the two Edom into Chalolim? I can understand if the two Edom happen to be Yisraelim or Levian. Wouldn't make sense to go and make Yisrael into a cholol, because it's leimalav leimoyrid. A cholol has the same status like a Yisrael, so I'm going to punish you. Instead of you being the Yisrael, you're going to be a Yisrael. Until now you couldn't eat truma, and now you cannot eat truma. Until now you couldn't dichen, and now you also can't dichen. Until now you couldn't do the avoida, you were Yisrael, now you're a cholol, you can't do the avoida. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. However, if they were kahanim, make them to chalolim, why not? I mean, if you can go and chas v'shalom kill someone because of false testimony, so why shouldn't you be able to go make them to chalolim? That's the Moris Kashim. You know what I mean? Omer b'shim, alei vidi amakro, it says in the posse. Va'asisam loy, kasher zomam la'asis li'ochiv. So it's how you use the expression loy. What is the loy? Obviously we're talking about the Edom Zomim, that's the whole parasha over there. So I learned from loy, loy v'loy lizaroy. Only that type of punishment that affects him personally, nobody else. But if we're going to go and make these witnesses into Edom, into Chalolim, guess what happens? Now their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, at Seif Kaladoiris, will all have the status of Chalolim and no longer the status of Koyhanim. They're going to be Chalolim forever. But the Torah says we're only going to inflict a punishment on that individual, Asisim Loi. By what you're doing, you're causing to be a punishment not only for him but for his children and his einiklach. No, loy v'loy lazar. So therefore, that's why we cannot call him and make him into a cholol. Frank Gemara, I have a better idea. So then, in fact, let's go and say that this is a one generation cholol. He's a cholol, but not his children. His children, they revert to being kohanim, because after all, there's really no inherent psul kahuna over here. It's not that somebody married a grusha or chalutza or whatever. What happened over here? They said false testimony. So the Torah says, "Kasher zomam lasas liochem asisa loy." Make them only him. Taki him v'le lazaroi. He should be a cholol. Don't do the avoda. Don't dichen. Don't get truma, etc. But the children should be able to get back to their normal status as kehanim. Says Yimor, if you're going to do that, you haven't accomplished anything. Why? Because be'inan kasher zomam lasois. Veleka, after all, what did you want to do? These two Edom wanted to make the Yankel HaKoyin make him into a cholol. If they would have been successful, if Edom Maziman had not come, not only would he have been a cholol, but his children would have been chololim, and his Einiklach ad Seif Kaladoiras. So now that Edom HaMaziman came along and said, you guys are Edom Zomim because you're Imanu HaYisem in Chicago, you don't know anything about it. No, if that's the case, if we're going to make him into a cholol now, then only he will be a cholol and not his children, not future generations. But we just said now that the whole inyan of kasher zomam is to inflict upon him the exact punishment that we wanted to inflict on the, that they wanted to inflict on the subject of their testimony. So if we're doing the exact same punishment, then in fact, not only he should be a chol, but his children, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So he's like, and you can't do that because loy v'loy lazaroy. So then you're not being mekayim hilchois zomimim, the classic halacha of kasha zomim anyway. Because if we wanted to mekayim the classic kasha zomim, not only would he be posel al tzcholol, but the children would be posel al tzcholol. But you agree you cannot do that because loy v'loy lazaroy. Is mamela this whole kasha zomim falls away, and rather we go and give him malchus. How do we know we give malchus? That the Gemara is going to discuss on the Amud Beis. But one thing is clear. We do not declare these two witnesses halolim because of loy v'loy lezaroi, and we can't go and do him alone because then you wouldn't have a kiyum of the kasher zomam anyway. So that is teretz number one. Teretz number two, Pado Omer. I have another reason why we don't make them into halol. Kal v'chayim. Umahamachalel. Einoi mischalel, habolechal v'leichilel, einedin shelo yischalel. What does that mean? Umaha mechal. Mechal means what happens if you have a real life case of a koyin that married a grusha. Rachmona litzlan. A koyin married a grusha. What happens now? Any children that are born will now be a cholol or a chalola, depending zocher or nekeva. And for that matter, the woman also becomes transformed now from just a grusha to a grusha mitachalola. She now has two titles, if you will. However, what about he himself, this koyin? Does he become mechulal? And the answer is no. He does not get a din of mechal. He is mechal others, but ain't a mischalel. He himself does not become a chol. Why? I don't know. You have to ask the Rabbi Mishulayim. But that's the din. That the koyin that perpetrated this terrible iser of going and marrying the grusha, she becomes a chalala. The kids become a chalala, but not the koyin himself. Mechal, so maha mechal einoi mischalel, habo lechalel v'leichilel, these two edim that wanted to be mechalel, this individual, this yankel, and make him into a cholol, but they were not successful. Why weren't they successful? Because Edim Mazimim came along and said, Imanu Yisri, we together left in Chicago, and therefore your Edis is Botel Umavutel Ki Afra Di Ara, Gunish Ved, and additionally, in the Chabad and Nevada, we should not say about these Edim that they should become cholol. Madach a mechalel, the Koyin himself who marries a grusha, he does not become a cholol. These two that wanted to make this individual into a cholol, and they were not successful, and avada, they do not become cholol. Maskud Ravina. Ravina says, Barpada, that's a very shvera svar. Because according to you, then, it can be talta to this Edim Zamim. According to you, they're going to mevatel the entire din of Edim Zamim. What does that mean? We're going to mevatel the entire din. Look at the top of the Amid. Amid Beis. Umahasoikil. Einoi niskal, habol liskal, v'loi sokal, ein edin shelo yisokal. What does the Gemara mean? We know that one of the dinim of kasha zomam is kasha zomam v'loi kasher osa. What does that mean? So let's talk about a case of, for instance, chil Shabbos. Two edim come in and they say, we saw Reuven on Shabbos, we gave him hasra, he was walking into his field, and we said to him, make sure you're not Zoyreya, and don't be Choresh, and don't be Koitzer, because if you do any of those, today is Shabbos Koidish, and we're giving Hasra for Misa, and if you have to have a Hasra with particularity, and we're telling you, you're going to go and get Skila for going and be Mechal Shabbos, Rachman Litzlan. Okay, and then afterwards, this person does that Isra on Shabbos, and they testify about it in Bezdin, and the Bezdin now says, okay, I have two Edim. They said that Reuven went and did his Ria, Ktsira, whatever, on Shabbos. We're going to go and give him Skila. Now what happens if they taka execute him, Rachman Litzlan, and he's buried, and it's very sad. And then afterwards, two Edim Mazimim come along from Chicago, and they say, hey, how did these Edim Zamim say about Reuven that he erred and he sinned on Shabbos? That Shabbos, they weren't even there. We remember it was Shabbos HaGadol. It was Erev Pesach Shechol Yeres B'Shabbos. He was together with us in Shul. And we remember that he asked the Rav a whole bunch of shaylas. How do you eat the chometz and the Pesach? And do you split the Suda? And what are we going to daven Shabbos morning? A whole bunch of, he was with us in Chicago. So what do we do now? The Beis Din says, okay, Edom Mazimim, we believe you. Edom Mazimim, you are too Rishoyim, you guys. You're really bad guys. You're going to burn in Gehenna for many years. Would we say, let's give skila to the two Edom? Because after all, they caused the subject, that Reuven, to be stoned. So should we stone them too? You and I would say, logically, yes. I mean, after all, they it's as if they killed him himself, as if they shot the gun. But the halacha is kasher zomim v'lo kasher also, that if in fact chas v'sholem this Reuven was already killed, executed, then they're off the hook, off the hook. Masha'enke, what would happen in the situation where they gave their edus and the Beis Din said yes, take him out for skila, and they start taking him out, and then a minute later two edim come on the scene and they say no, stop the execution. We have new edus. And immediately we call the people back, and they bring him back to Beis Din, and these two new edim say, the first two edim were a bunch of phonies, because Imanu Hayisim in Chicago. What happens now? Do we go and say, okay, well, Baruch Hashem, Reuven is not going to get executed. What are we going to do about these two edim? These two edim will be killed. They're going to be killed with skila. Why? Because Kashazam, they want to go and give skila to the nidoin, to this Reuven. And it turns out that they were Edom Zomim, Kashazamim. What they plotted against Reuven, we're going to do to them. Is it logical? To me, it's not logical. Madach, in the case where they tried to go and kill Reuven, and they were successful in killing Reuven, then they're off the hook. They do not get executed. When they only intended, it was only attempted murder. The Masa, he wasn't killed. Then we go and kill them. Azuishtait and the Heilige Teir. That being the... Yes?
If they know that that's the consequence, then they should be called Edom Dumim.
Ah, very good, very good. Edom Dumim, that they're dumb Edom. Very good. Shkoyach. But getting back to our Gemara, so there's the Gemara. Let's use the same svara that Barpada gave on the Amid Aleph. What did Barpada say? Barpada said, Madach, you have a koyach who went and actually married a grusha. He doesn't become nischalel. If you have Edom that just wanted to cause a din of chilul, then of course we're not going to be mechalel. That was Barpada. Says now the other man, the Amar, says Ravina. If that's the case, in a case where the two Edom unfortunately, successfully caused Reuven to be stoned, and Nebuchadnezzar, who was killed and he died, he was executed, we do not, however, inflict them with this oinish of skila. Haboliskol, a person who wanted to cause the other person to get skila, but he was stopped because the Edom Hamazim came in time, then certainly we should say that there's no din of skila. But lemaisa, we don't say that. And therefore the teretz of Barpada, although it's very logical and it makes sense, but based on this logic, then you would wipe away the whole hilchos edom zamim. Therefore, we go back to the original teretz that the Gemara gave in the Amud Aleph, that it says, loy v'loy lizare. So now we've addressed the first case of the Chalolim case. But now let's go to the Golus case. And it turns out, Imanu Hayisem, what's the din? We do not say. They go into Golus, but they get Malkis Aboy, Minu Animili, Amar Ishlokish Yamakra. Who Yonus al Achas Aorim, Hoel Vachoy? That who, meaning that individual that unfortunately killed someone, Bishoygig, he has to go to the Ari Golus. Now, the word who is totally Iberic. Because if you look at the Pasuk, if you have the Torah or HaSholem, it says, Vashiyov el reo bi'ar lachta veitzim, v'nit chiyod el begarz el lichrei se'eitz, v'na shal barz el meno eitz, umotis re'eu v'meiz, yonus el achas ha'orim ha'ilu v'choy. You don't need the who yonus. Yonis, we're talking about Vashi Yova Yisrael Bayar, Lach Devetim. He went to go and chop wood, and unfortunately, the handle slipped, the top of it slipped, the piece of wood from the tree fell on him. But bottom line is, one person was the killer, the killer B'shagig, and the other one was the victim. So who do you think is going to run to the Orem Eila? Is it going to be the victim, or is it going to be the person who killed him B'shagig? Obviously, we're talking about the person who killed Bishagi. I don't have to go. You don't have to go to the Ore Miklat. We weren't involved. So what do you need the who for? Zakti Mara, the who comes to tell you. Who Yonis Lachlan Rama Elechoi Veloi Zaymim. Who Veloi Zaymim. So, just like we had before, Loi Veloi Lazaroi. Here we have Ultra Drasha, who Veloi Zaymim. Rabbi Yochanan Ayman. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't need a limud. I have a Kal V'chaymer. What's a kavuchaimer? Umahu she'asa ma'ase b'meizid einay goyla. What happens if you had a person who chas v'sholem killed someone else b'meizid? Does he go to goyles? Of course not. Rashi says even a person who killed b'meizid and there was no hasra. We have two edim. Did you give hasra? What means hasra? I don't know. And we know that the person who killed was not a chaver. So, Barry, you won't have your question. Well, a chaver doesn't need hasra, according to at least one manyam. He had a certificate from the chief rabbinate that he's an Am Oretz Gomer, a Weisfin Garnish. So we have to give hasra. And he did not give hasra. And he killed someone memezid. Oh, I have a good idea. Since he didn't give hasra, let's not go and kill him. Let's do the backup option. Let him go to the Ori Miklat. No, there's no such din. Ori Miklat is only for a person who kills Bishoygig and not a person who kills memezid. So, madach who? A roitzeach that killed the mezid. What's the din? And who also maisa? Maisa means he took out the gun and he shot him. The mezid ain't a gun. He doesn't have a gun. Hein, these two ate him. Shloi osu maisa. Now, our Gemara says shloi osu maisa be mezid, but Rashi apparently is not goydis be mezid, or at least he puts a comma or a semicolon. Hein, these two ate him. Shloi osu maisa. They didn't do a maisa. All they did was, says Rashi, a dibur bi alma. And it's true. This Tibra Maisa that they did, this Tibra Ba'alma, they did it amazed because they were mayed against this poor guy that he went and killed. And it's not true. Imanu Yisem, they were out in Chicago. So these, that Loyosu Maisa, they didn't do a Maisa by taking out a gun. It was just Tibra Ba'alma. And it was amazed. And it didn't Shalayigalu. There's Avada Nevada, they shouldn't have to go into Golus. That's the Kavchim Rabbi Yechina. And the Gemara now tears apart that Kal V'chaymer with a very strong pircha. So the more v'yanot nahanei senes. The svar is, the logic is the other way around. You know the reason why that person amazed ain't a goyla, who she'asa maisa b'mezed loy ligli, ki heichli loy tehevi loy kapara. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this person is a roitzeach, a premeditated murderer. I don't want to give him a kapara by going to golas. This person should burn in Gehenna for the rest of his life, or even post-life, post-mortem. This is a terrible guy, he did amazing. So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to give him a backup option to go to Golus. Behein shaloi osu maisa. They didn't do a maisa, it was just a dibur. It's true, it was a bad dibur, but they didn't pull the trigger on the gun. They didn't take out a sword. It was just a dibur, even though it was done b'mezid. Nami, ligli, they should go into Golus. So they get a kapara for their sin. After all, their sin was not a sin of killing somebody. Their sin was telling false testimony about somebody. Okay, so the person who did it b'mezid, don't give him a kapara by going into Golus. He doesn't deserve to go to Golus. He deserves to burn. He deserves to be shot and killed. Torah doesn't allow that. But don't give him a kapara mit Golus. But these guys that talked badly by saying false testimony, Let them have a kapara for their bad testimony. After sitting 50 years in Golus, they'll learn their lesson, hopefully, and they're never going to say false testimony again. So therefore, says the Gemara, this svara and this Kal V'chaymer V'yoychanan is a starker pircha. El machmar tikir Rish Lakish, we go back to the original pshat of Rish Lakish, that it says, Hu Yonus, Hu V'loi Zayman. And with this, we have now concluded the first part of our Gemara. We now have the Makoiros to both Hilchois Chalolim and Hilchois Golus, that these are two exceptions to the rule that we do not do Kasher Zomam, but rather we're going to give them malchus. Where do we see that they give them malchus? Maybe they just go scot-free. So that's going to be the Gemara now. Omer Ula. Ula starts off on a very, very strange footing, if you will. Because Ula says, Remez le'elim zom min atoyer minay. Where do you find the remez? Some illusion, some a gematria, a kal v'choymer, a diuk. Where do you find the remez le'elim zomim? Freiti mar, remez le'elim zomim. V'ksiv, t'chabafeirish apasik, which we already quoted. V'asisem lo'ikasher zomam. Crystal clear. What type of remez? Says Himara. Ula meant to say, El remez la'idim zomit, shaloikim in atoyrim minayin. In other words, our Mishnah that says in these two cases of the chilul, the cholol, as well as the case of the golas, that we go and give them malchus, vushtetos in the Torah. Where does it say that? So, Himara, t'chsiv, it says in the posik, v'tztikus a tzadik v'rshius a rosha. Now, what is this all about? Now, we have to understand this pasuk in its context. So, if you go to the Torah Ora Sholem Oiz Gimel, it says Ki Yiriv Bein Anoshim. There is a fight, a dispute. V'nigshu El Hamishpat. They went to court. Ushvatim, and the court made and issued its decision. V'tzik was a tzaddik. They said one of the two is right. Vishu is a Rosh, and the other guy is wrong. Another Islam Azog, we're talking about a Maisa of, make it easy, a Maisa of a Halva. And Reuven comes and takes Shimon to Bezin. Shimon, you owe me $1,000. You borrowed $1,000 from me a year ago. I have my documents over here, and it's very clearly you have to go and pay by Yud Beis Nissen, Lashon HaBon, Tovshin Pei Hei. It's already Yud Beis Nissen, and you didn't pay me. Okay, he's going to wait until tomorrow, Yud Gimel, you didn't pay me on Yud Beis. And Shimon said, no, I did pay you, the Ishtar is Mezuyev, it's not true. So they listen to all the two sides, and the Bezin issues its psak, v'tztiku es atzadik v'shu es harosha. They say, Reuven, you're right, because this Shtar is a great Shtar. Shimon does not have any edom that he paid, and therefore you are right and you are wrong. So what happens now? Shimon has to go and pay $1,000 to Reuven, because that's the decision of the Bezin. No, that's not what it says. It says in the Pasuk, Vayim bin Hakas Rosha, go and give Malkis to Shimon. Shimon doesn't have to give Malkis. Shimon has to go and pay for the Choyv. What's this Malkis? It's a freight timor, Mishim Vitzikos a Tzadik, because we found that Reuven was in the right. Veshua Sarosh, and we found that Shimon was in the wrong, and he was trying to steal $1,000. Because of that, you say Vahoy in bin Hakoy Sarosha, that he gets Malkus. Malkus is appropriate if you're over on your normal lavin. The person ate Chazer, the person ate Treifus. Yavadi, go and get Malkus for that. But here, if we're talking about a monetary dispute, Ki Yiriv Bein Anoshim, there's a dispute. Who's right and who's wrong? So we have to decide who's right and who's wrong, and if he has to pay, he's got to pay. So what's the Malkus all about? Therefore, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is not the way you would normally understand it superficially, but rather, Ele Edim Shirshiu Es HaTzadik. V'aso Edim Achreni V'etztiku Es HaTzadik D'mei Ikara V'shavin Lahani Rishoyim V'ayim Ben Hakoy Sarosha. We're talking about a situation where you had two Edom that came in, and they were Hirshiu es HaTzadik. What means Hirshiu es HaTzadik? L'moshul, they took this fellow, Yankel HaKoyin, and they said, Yankel HaKoyin, you're not a Koyin, you are a Cholol. So they were Marshia es HaTzadik, Yankel, they made him into a Cholol, no more Koyin. V'asu Edom Achrin, and now a second pair of Edom, Eimen HaMazimim, they say about the first pair of Edom, that Imanu Yisim, you were together with us in Chicago. So what's the din now? V'tztiwas HaTzadik, this Yankel HaKoyin that we temporarily demoted and made him into a Cholol, we're matzik him and we elevate him and we reinstate his kahuna. That's V'tztiwas HaTzadik. V'tztiwas HaTzadik to Meikara. He at all times was a Tzadik. For 2 minutes, we had changed him into a Cholol. And now that we have the Edom HaMazim in Baruch Hashem, we can reinstate him with full honors to his kahuna. V'shevinu lahani, and now what we've done is we've taken these two edim and we make them into rishoim. Oh, in such a case, bin hakos harasha. Now we have to go and give malchus to the rishoim. Who are the rishoim? The rishoim are these two edim zavamim. These are the two rishoim. Ah, so therefore says Gemara, although obviously that's not the poshut pshat in these psukim, but this is a remez, says Ula, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu meant by putting these psukim together, that when you have a riv ben anoshim, and it's tikkus a tzadik b'shiris a rasha, and then the next pasuk says one ben hakas a rasha, it's not like you would have thought Reuven and Shimon lost the case and therefore give him patch. No, he pays his $1,000. Who gets the patch? The edim hazomim, and they get the patch. But normally you say kasha zoma, you don't give patch. Oh, in this situation, since we had the other drasha of who Yonus, or in the case of, or whatever the case, what do? We go and give them the patch, and we don't give the patch to Shimon, who we thought we were going to give after all. Zokti Mara, but typically, what do I have to go and come up with this allusion with Aremes? It's so much simpler. Doesn't say in the Seres Dibris, Loisane Priyacha Eid Shoker, don't say Eid the Sheker about someone else, and if you do, then you're over a lav of Leisana. And what's the din? Anytime you're over a lav, you get malchus. So you get malchus for being over the lav. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dava lav, Shein b'maisa, b'chalav, Shein b'maisa, ain loikin olav. They hold, as you know, that's a machloikis, lav, Shein b'maisa. There's also machloikis with Akimus Fasayim have a maisa or not. But they hold like the Mandioma that Akimus Fasayim loy have a maisa. So this was a lav, Shein b'maisa. So because of the classic Halach of Lav She'im B'maisa, we would not give Malkus. Here we do give Malkus because of this posik, this limud of Ula, Voyeim bin Hakos Harasha. Good. So anybody stops you in the street and says, hey, I heard you learned the first Mishnah of Masechtas Malkus. Can you do me a quick summary? Why would it be that in these two cases, you don't go and inflict the Kasher Zama Malacha? So immediately you'll rattle off in the case of the Cholol, because it says, Loi v'loi lezara. I see some loi v'loi lezaroi, and then regarding the case of the golas, he'll tell me because it says who Yonus, who v'loi zaymen. But then he'll ask you, so what happens? He goes scot free. No, you go and give him the malchus. Why do you give him the malchus? Must be because he's even a lav of loi sana. No, you don't know what you're talking about. It's a lav shein b'maisa. So why do we give malchus? Oh, we have the drasha of Ula v'hoyim bin hakoyis harasha. So that's a summary of the Mishnah and the Gemara so far. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, what this Braisa does is it says that our Mishnah, if you will, is incomplete, because our Mishnah only gives us two cases where we're not Mekayim the Kasher Zamam. And now the Braisa tells you, according to Tanakama, I'm going to give you two more cases, and according to Rabbi Kiva, I'm going to give you three more cases. So what are those two more cases? Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, Dalet Vorim, Nemru Beidim Zamam. Ein Nasim ben Gerushim ben Chalutza. That's our Mishnah. Ve'in Goyli Ari Mikla. That's our Mishnah. But now we add, Ve'in Mishalmim Es HaKoyfer. Ve'in Nimkorim Bi Evet Ivri. What means Ein Mishalmim Es HaKoyfer? We're going to learn the Gemara shortly. What happens if a person has a Shor Hamud that has already been confirmed three times in Bezdin that it's a Shor Hamud? And this Shor Hamud Chas V'Shalom killed somebody. Shteidin Posek HaShor Yisokel. The Gamba Olav Yumas. Now you're probably all thinking Gamba Olav Yumas means we got to go and give skila to the Baalim, just like Asher Yisakel the Gamba Olav Yumas. Says the next boss, no, in Koifer Yushas Olav. You don't give a Misa, he only has to go and pay Koifer. Okay, so what happens if you have two Edom that come and say that we saw that Yankel owns a Shor Hamud, and that Shor Hamud went and killed somebody. So not only do you want to give skila to the Shor, but we should also go and force the person to pay koifer. And the Bezin listens to the testimony, says, you're right, the Yankel who owns the Shor Niskel has to go and pay koifer. And then two Edom HaMazimim come on the scene and say, how do you know about Yankel and his Shor Niskel? You, Immanuel Yisim, you were in Chicago that day. How do you know anything about this? Oh, so I would think, so now the two Edom, they should have to pay koifer. Zokto de Bryson, no, ey, Mishalman sa koifer. Why? Gemara will discuss that shortly. What happens if they said about Yankel that Yankel is Aganef, Agazlan, and he stole money? And the Bezin decided, yeah, based on that testimony, they give Asra, but the Gam said this, we decide he's a ganef and he has to go and pay money. No, your uncle pay money. Your uncle says, oh, Bezin, you didn't hear. I declared bankruptcy yesterday. I'm now not in chapter 11, I'm in chapter 7. Total liquidation. I have no money. So what do we do then? State in the Torah, v'nim karbig nevosoy, that the Bezin will say, if you have no money, we're going to sell you as an eved. And then the good news is, before they had a chance to go and sell him as an eved, two Edom come on the scene and say about the first Edom, how do you say that he's a Ghana for Goslin? Iman who is him together with in Chicago. So what's the din? I would think we should go and sell them as eved ivries. Hakashazama. Dr. Bryson, no, ain't them carbi eved ivri. Why? When? We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. So far we've added two more cases. And now Mishum Akiva Omru, I have one more case in addition, in other words, a fifth case. Afin Mishalman Alpi Atzman. What means Afin Mishalman Alpi Atzman? In a case of a Moide B'Knas is Potter, that the Edom would also, they wouldn't have to pay the Knas. What exactly is the case? That Mishum we're going to see tomorrow, starting three lines from the bottom of the Yomit. But in the meantime, let's deal with the Tanakama. Remember, the Tanakama added two, although Rabbi Kiva added one more, which we'll discuss tomorrow. So what are the additional two? So says the Gemara, why Kidamar? That's like we learned in the Gemara. That was our Mishnah. That's what we learned in the Amud Aleph. Loi v'loi lezare. Zayikit. Vein gern liar in miklat. Kidamaran. What's Kidamaran? Because it says, who Yonos, who v'loi zayin. Okay, so that we know. Vein mishal misakoifer, why? Evdimor kasavri kufra kapara. As the Gemara is going to tell us at another moment, we learned this back in Bava Kama, is a machlok is whether kufra kapara or kufra mamayna. Right, exactly. Why do you have to go and pay koifer? So according to this man, the Amr, you have to pay koifer as a kapara. Now what is the kapara over here? The kapara is that you, fool, own a dangerous instrumentality. No, it's not called a car with faulty brakes, but it's called a shor hadniskel. It's already a mu'ad, it's already killed or done whatever it did three times already. Hey, you're probably wondering to yourself, if it already killed three times, then why is it still alive? Shouldn't it have been killed? Exactly, because the shor made a plated. Are you sure? Of course you're sure. The shor made a plated to the agam, and therefore that's the reason why it was not executed already the first and the second time. But now it's three times. Shor yisakel. So I would think that the Balabatim should also go. V'gambal of you must literally go and give them Misa for doing such a terrible thing, maintaining this Shor HaNiskel and not watching it. So the Torah, if you go and give Koifer, not if, the Torah requires you to give Koifer, and with that you're potter, you don't get Misa. Now who has this din of Koifer? Someone that owns a dangerous instrumentality called a Shor HaMu'ud. Do these two Edom own a shor? No, they own a Tesla. They own a Maserati. And that's the reason why they are, is a Maserati, a Maserati, that's a different. Yeah, another, a Chushvenei. A Machlokes. A Machlokes. Anyway, but the point is, they don't own a shor HaNiskel. So to go and say, you gotta be koifer for having a dangerous animal, those words don't mean anything. That's so illogical. Since it's kufra kapara, bahani la b'nei kapara. And you know, that's why they do not pay koifer. Frank Timar Matar Kuf Kapara. Who is this man, the Yama, that holds Kuf Kapara? Rav Chizah, Rabbi Shmuel Benoish, Rabbi Yechim Abroike, the son of Elun and Abraisa. Shteitach and Posik, that he has to in Koifi Yushas Olav, Venosam Pidyon Navshoi, Kechoil Asher Yushas Olav. Now, who is Pidyon Navshoi? Pidyon Navshoi obviously means that you have to be poyed to give the amount of the value of that individual. Which individual? Is it the owner of the Shar? Or is it Nebuch, the victim that was killed by the shor? Is it machloikis? So the Tanakam is the main nizik. The pinyon nafshi is the pinyon of the value of the nizik. So if the nizik that was killed was a brilliant rocket scientist who knew ganz hilchos science bal peh, what's the din? Then he's obviously brilliant on the shukshel avodim. He would have gone for $1 million. You got to pay the domain nizik. Rabbi Shimon ben Akiva Chaima. No, the main mazik, whatever this mazik, even though this mazik is a poor guy, the only thing he owns is two or three shvarim, and one of the shvarim is Nebuch HaShor HaNiskel. He's only worth $1,000. That's how much you have to pay. Pidyon Nafshoi, the main mazik. Okay, so what's the basis of the machloikis? The one that holds the main mazik, you have to go and pay mamoy, not forget. The one that holds the main nizik, he holds kufra mamoyna. You have to go and give the value of the victim. Compensation. Since you killed the victim, although you and I might have thought, let's go and kill him because he had this sharniskel that killed, says the Torah, no, you pay money. How much you have to pay? The value of this individual. How much was he worth? $1 million. You got to go and pay kufra mamoyna. Umar said the other man, the Yomah that says that you go and pay to main mazik, he holds kufra kapara. Kufra kapara. You need to get a kapara on your own neshama. You yourself should be killed. Since we're not killing you, you have to pay your own value. What's your own value? You're only worth $100. You got to pay $100. So l'chayr, that's the machlekes, and that's the man, the Yomah that holds the kufra kapara. Amra papaloi. No, you have no right. The kuli yama kufra kapara. Could be that everybody holds kufra kapara. No, if everybody holds kufra kapara, then why would someone say you pay the demay nizik? L'chor, you should only have to pay the demay mazik a kapara for your own self. They both hold that you have to have kufra kapara. Kapara, we're not going to kill the mazik, but instead he's going to have to pay his value. But how do you define... Sorry. Both of them agree, kufra kapara, he's going to have to pay for his terrible crime of having a shor haniskol, a shor hamuad, killed somebody. The question is, how do we value that kapara? Says one man, the value of the kapara, you want to get a kapara on this world? The way you do is, we figure out how much damage you inflicted. You inflicted damage, you killed this victim. This victim was worth $1 million. You gotta pay $1 million. That's how you have your kapara. The other man, the Yomah, says, it makes no difference what the victim was worth. The bottom line is, you're a killer. Look at it any way you want. You're a killer. You want to be off the hook, then you have to pay your own value, and that's the value of the demay mazik. But it could be everybody else's kapara. Yeah, was
it
clear?
It feels very much like that's the same. I don't understand substantially what's the difference between nizik shemina, mazik shemina, kufra kapara, kufra mamona. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's the same thing. What's the difference there?
The difference is how do you define the koifer that the person has to pay? Put your question on hold for just 1 minute, because the Gemara adds, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the svar of Rabbanan? What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said you paid the main nizik. I can understand if you're saying kufra kapara, that you have to pay the main mazik. Because after all, since he's the mazik, he should have to go and pay with his life. He caused Nebuchadnezzar the death of somebody else. You should have to go and kill him. So you go and say, the main, you should have to pay the main mazik. Why would he pay the main mazik? My tamay the Rabbanan. Nemer hashosel lemata v'nemer hashosel lemala. The Bach changes the gears. Nemer hashosel lemala v'nemer hashosel lemata. But it comes out the same thing. Malalon b'nizik avkam b'nizik. Now, what does it mean? The nemer hashosel. So Rashi tells us that in the same parsha you have the same loshen of yoshes or yushas in the same parsha. So if you look at the third wide line, zokti mar my tamay the rabbanan il rabbi shmuel mistama. What in the bottom? Third wide line. Which was essentially what Barry was asking. Because after all, if he wants a kapara for the fact that he killed, or he caused the killing, so that makes sense. Why would the Rabbanan say you paid the Dmei Nizik? That doesn't make sense. I'll tell you why. What happens if you have two people who are fighting and punching each other, and then by accident, one of them, instead of punching the other guy, he went and punched a pregnant lady who was standing there. And Nebuchadnezzar gave a punch, and Rachman al-Islam, she miscarried. What do you do about such a miscarriage? Shtein posik hashi, yoshes, olav, bala, isha, v'nasam, b'flilam. The Bezin is going to have to determine what is the value of this woman previously being pregnant and now being barren. Had she gone to the shukshel tapshel avodim, presumably her price would, the value would, she would command a higher price, because someone who buys this woman, not only will he have now a shifcha and for the next 50 years, but he's going to, especially if she's a Canaanist, of course if it's a girl, then she wouldn't be pregnant in the first place. So because a Jewish girl can only be sold until the age of 12, and she's not a basbanim then. Okay, so anyway, So not only does he buy a shivcha, but he buys now future avodim. Because what happens if she's giving birth to twins or triplets? Wow! For one price, I'm getting not only a shivcha, I'm getting two or three avodim for the future. And if there's only one child, at least one of it. So that commands a nice price. However, if she happens to be barren, I don't know if she'll ever become pregnant. I don't know if she'll ever have children. So I'm just buying the shivcha, I'm not buying the additional fetuses. So the difference in price is the kasha yoshes, all of that's hashasa. Obviously, when you're doing the hashasa, we're not valuing the puncher, the one that punched her in the stomach. We're going to value the victims. Ah, so you're doing the nizik. It says, by koifer and kosher yushas, all of yushas. And the other pasuk says, kasher yoshes. Just like by the Dmei Velod, you're paying Dmei Nizik. Here too, you're paying Dmei Nizik. Oh, so it's really not based on the Svaris. Everybody could hold Kufra is Kapara. That this fellow who unfortunately went and killed somebody, he didn't intend to, but he didn't do a Shmira properly on his Shor, he deserved to be the Gambol of Yumas. Says the Torah, I'm having Rachmanis on you, the Mazik, as long as you pay your value, and that will be a kapara. Oh, so you're telling me to my mazik. So why did the Rabbanon hold to my nizik? Well, I have a gzeirah sakosiv of a gzeirah shava. What's the gzeirah shava? Here it says yoshes, here it says yushas, hashasa, just like over there, nizik, here it's also nizik. So getting back to your question, Barry, you're right, al pisvara, logically I should say, once I hold that it's kufa kapara, everybody should agree, bidam mazik shayminan, because he wants, instead of giving his life and blood, we're giving the value of his life and blood. However, because hashasa hashasa, you pay demei nizik after all. It's good. Fine. So that's the swara of kufa kapara, and that's why the edim that don't own a shor haniskel, they don't have to pay kaifel. Zogti gemara, lechoyre, this hashasa hashasa is such a good drasha. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with it?
Right.
So tomorrow, Rabbi Nosson, Pidyon Nafsho, Iksiv. Pidyon Nafsho, he's being poided his nefesh. So you have to redeem his nefesh. What is his nefesh worth? He's worth $100. Forget about Ashasa, Ashasa. This trumps or supersedes Ashasa, Ashasa. Pidyon Nafsho. Rabbanan in Pidyon Nafsho, Iksiv. Miu, Kishaminan, Benedizik Shaminan. It's Taka Pidyon Nafsho, but it doesn't mean literally you'd be poided his nefesh, his value. You're poyed in nefesh by giving the value of the nizik. So therefore, that raya from pidyon nafsho is not a strong raya, say the Rabbanan. I have to talk and be poyed in nefesh. How to be poyed in nefesh? Not by his value, but the value of the nizik. Fine. So with this we have now, we have the third time that you do not have the halacha of hazama. The reason is because of kufra kapar. Finally, according to Tanakh.
In all these cases,
yes.
The first Mandel Mar, Sai Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, they get Malkus as the backup option, correct?
It doesn't say that Beferish in the Brisa, but that's certainly what I would think. You'd have to look that's in the Mepharshim.
I'm wondering if that's the conclusion, because if they're not getting the exact punishment, is the Malkus backup option the result?
The Choyre, yes. We have to wait for at least the Gemara tomorrow. For all I know, the Gemara tomorrow is going to address this. I don't know. Could be the Mepharshim address it. Again, based on our Mishnah, based on Ula that we had before, whenever you don't do the Kasher Zammam option, L'choy, the backup is the Malkus. Now let's get to the fourth case of the Tanakhama. What's the fourth case? About Nimkarim Li'Evid Ivri. V'izukti Gemara Yatvei Nimkarim Li'Evid Ivri. Savar Munu L'Meimar Hanimi L'Hechad Islei L'Didei. To migur the iulay nisdabni inu namnilay nisdabni. What does he mean to say? Remember, what's the case of nimka be'eved ivri? That if the person has no money, and therefore v'nimka b'gnei vosoi, we were going to go and sell him as an eved, and it turns out that they happen to be edim zamimim, so don't sell them as avodim, but off the hook. No sale. That's what he's saying, v'nimka be'eved ivri. So zok sobra mamnuna l'meimra, you know when the Bryce is talking about, hanimil hechad islay l'didei. He, Baruch Hashem, has funds. He doesn't get, there was no svara to go and sell an Eved Ivri, because Baruch Hashem, he is well funded. To migud the iuloi, it shouldn't be nizdabin, but mizdabin. Just like he is not going to be sold for an Eved Ivri, even if they had no money on their own. But since what they wanted to inflict on this fellow, on Yankel, is that he should have to pay, not to be sold as an Eved Ivri, but he should have to go and pay. Why? Because he has Baruch Hashem funds. So just like he doesn't get sold for an Eved Ivri, they also don't get sold for an Eved Ivri, even if they have no funds to pay. This lady the day to make the elaim this daven even in an amalim this daven. I will heicha to less of the day in such a case where in fact he has no money and therefore what did they want to do? They wanted to sell him as eved ivri. Aval gav the is lehu lididhu. Even though they do have money, misdavni, we would sell him as an eved ivri after all. This was the havamina of Rav Amnuna that the Tanakama when he says einim karim but eved ivri is talking about when the person that they were charging and that they were testifying that he was a ganav, turned out what they were saying was baloney, but talking about initially that he had funds. But had he had no funds, that he would not have been able to go and pay for this ganeva or gzela that they testified about. What would be the din that they would go and he would become an Eved Ivri, they would sell him for his Geneva. So them too, even though they do have money, maybe our Braisa would hold that we sell them as an Eved Ivri. Frayti Gemara, what's the Svara? V'leim Rulei, let the two Edim say, I ant havaloch mi hava mizdavnis. After all, our testimony, since had you had funds, would you have been sold an Eved Ivri? Of course not. So, Anamilay Ms. Davina, why should be any worse than you? It's true that Yutaka had money. We don't, unfortunately. Fine. So you certainly are not going to be sold for Eved Ivri. But Lu Yitzuya, what happens in a case this Yanko fellow, unfortunately, would not have had money? What would have been the case? Then, Iant Havaloch, if you didn't have money, you would be sold an Eved Ivri. But if you did have money, which Baruch Hashem you have, Mim Havim Mizdavnes, would you have been sold? Of course not. So anami loy mizdavinan. Why should we be sold based on our ages? Remember,
well, because all they really wanted to do was to deprive him of money.
Exactly.
He has no money. Is a problem of him as the falsely accused victim. They were not after. They didn't want to enslave him.
Exactly.
They wanted to falsely get money out of him.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So that's what Rav Amnuna said. Remember, Sover Rav Amnuna Lameimer. When is the case of the Braisa when we say that they are not sold for Eved Ivri? Hecha de Islay Lididei, when he has the funds, the Migo, that since he's not going to be sold, they're not going to be sold. That's how Rav Amnuna explained the Braisa. Aval Hecha de Leslay Lididei, if he didn't have funds, Avgav Islam to do, even though they do have Mizdavnu, then they would be sold. Faitimon, that doesn't make sense. V'leim relay, they should go and say, Madhi ant avaloch, mi have Mizdavnis. When you have funds, everybody agrees you're not going to be sold. So ananami, loy Mizdavina. So why should we be sold? We didn't want to make you into an Eved Ivri. We just wanted you to go and pay this debt. Alasam Ramnun Lameh, therefore Ramnunah changed his mind. He said, Hani mil hecha de islay, oy lididei, oy lididhu. That's when the Braisa said they're not sold for an Eved Ivri, either that he had money or that they have money. What happens if neither side has money? Neither the accused victim or they have no money. Mizdavni, talking about both. So therefore the only normal outcome of this litigation would have been that he would be sold as an Eved Ivri. And now it turns out that they're Edom Zamamim, and it's not true, that we're going to sell them as an Eved Ivri after all, according to Rav Hamnuna. But Amalei Rava says, I respectfully disagree. We have a Gzeres HaKosev. What's a Gzeres HaKosev? V'nehem kemeneg v'soy ha-marachmana, v'nehem v'soy v'loy bizmamoy. The only time that you go and sell someone as an Eved Ivri, if they actually stole, but not based on the Kasher Zamam. So we've now concluded the Tanakhama, the Braisa, and we have four cases, the two cases of our Mishnah, the case of Cholol, and the case of Golus. And now we're adding to it two more cases, the case of the koifer by the Shoren Iskol, and the case of the Eved Ivri. In all the four cases, we do not mekayim the kasher zomam. Presumably, we know for sure the first two cases, presumably the second cases as well. What do? We give them malkis. And Amyachim, tomorrow we're going to learn about Rabbi Kiva adds one more case, case number 5, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Zayi Geben, Zayi Gesund. So tomorrow we're going to learn